A day of mourning in the northern Lebanese city of Tripoli following clashes described as the deadliest in decades. 15 people killed and tens wounded after rival pro- and anti-Syrian Lebanese groups faced off for the second time in less than a month. Despite a cautious calm following 2 days of warfare, life was far from normal in the neighborhoods of Jabal Muhsin and Bab al-Tabana. Most shops remain closed and tensions remain high between the Alawite pro-Syrian and Sunni anti-Syrian neighborhoods. With each side blaming the other for instigating the violence, sectarianism has reached its peak, and hence the worst is probably yet to come.
The Sunnis is going to be stronger and going to have really making decisions about their own destinies, their own policies in relation to the people of Syria. They're rejecting the policies of the government. Sunnis in the north, they are going to continue help. If they're going to be oppressed, they are going to change their own policies. Now become our policies, let's from the north of Lebanon all the way to Homs, it's become one land.
Anti-Syrian symbols are a common sight in Tripoli, particularly in An-Nur Square. It was here that the Salafists gathered to demand the release of Shadi Moulawi, one of the sons of the city who was accused of affiliation with Al-Qaeda and is believed to have traveled to Syria to help the opposition. Moulawi was released following the protests, and now many Salafists speak openly about their role with the Syrian opposition.
We support our brothers in Syria, and we will continue to do so with weapon, money, and in any other way.
Syrian officials like the envoy to the UN, Bashar al-Jafari, have indeed stated that North Lebanon was becoming a haven for anti-Syrian elements.
This square has been the main base of anti-Syrian sentiments. It has witnessed the staunchest protests against Bashar al-Assad. The participants in these protests were from the Sunni sect.
Experts believe that the anti-Syrian forces in Tripoli are indeed attempting to create some kind of a zone to freely pursue their agenda.
The army and some pro-Syrian groups are the ones who stand in the way of the plans of the anti-Syrian groups. So the Future Movement and the Salafists instigated this violence because they want to keep the army preoccupied and force the pro-Syrian groups out of the north. This would enable these anti-Syrian groups to pursue their own agenda against the Syrian government.
Both the Future Movement and many of the Salafists in this city are strong allies of countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar. These countries have been at the forefront in calling for arming the opposition and establishing a buffer zone on Syria's border areas. Ali Risk, Press TV, Tripoli, North Lebanon.